Thank you for calling customer services. Adriana speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, I have a purchase on my credit card from you that I did not make.
Yes, ma'am, I'll be happy to help you. Could I have that zip code, please?
43402.
All right, could I have that first and last name?
Sherry, Sherry, D nice, Denij, J as in Jack, S as in Sam.
Awesome. Thank you for verifying the information for me. And lastly, could I have you to verify your shipping address?
1039 Village Drive, Bowling Green, Ohio.
Alrighty, thank you for verifying that information for me. I am going to...
What type of company are you guys?
One second. So it looks like you entered into a contest.
I did.
For a free mixer, and then you were enrolled into the Bites Hub app. So you're...
I didn't mean to enroll into the Bites Hub app.
Yes, ma'am. I completely understand. It stated in the, sorry, my throat's a little itchy. It stated in the terms and conditions. It's kind of, you know, you may have overlooked it, but it stated that one and upon this entry, for the mixer, you're going to be enrolled into this app for $59.89 a month.
Yeah, I don't want that.
Yes. Were you interested in trying it at least?
No, I'm sorry.
Okay. All righty. So let me go ahead and get this canceled out for you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I went ahead and got that account canceled for you.
Okay, thank you.
One second. I'm going to give you a cancellation number.
Okay.
Do you have a pen and paper handy?
Yes.
All right, so I did go ahead and get this account canceled for you. You will not be billed this monthly subscription anymore. And that cancellation number is going to be C as in Charlie, 920-801-552.
Okay, so I'll get reimbursed for this payment, right?
No, ma'am, we did not go, we did not issue any refunds. This is just a account cancellation.
So I don't get my $59.89 back?
No, ma'am.
Why not?
Because it stated in the terms and conditions upon this entry that you will be charged so $59.89.
This was a scam.
No, ma'am,
got
it's not
it.
A scam.
Yeah, it was. It's hidden in there. Okay. We're friends with our local prosecutor, and I'll ask him how best to go ahead with this.
Yes, ma'am. Give me one moment while
yeah,
I discuss this with
that's
my manager.
A scam. I don't understand how you can work for a scam and be okay with it. That's
it's not a scam. It's just stated in the
yeah,
terms and conditions.
Scam.
You just have to read
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but it makes it sound like there's nothing else happening. Yeah, it's in the small print. That's a scam. All right.
Yes,
thank you.
Give me one moment.